Across the Midwest and Great Plains, mesonets, a funny word for a statewide weather monitor, record data for farmers, researchers, and emergency responders. The information is the backbone of everything from storm warnings to climate science to crop insurance. But as Harvest Public Media's Elizabeth Rembert reports, financing for many state mesonets is on shaky ground.
When you check a weather forecast, do you ever think about where that information comes from? If you're in southeast Nebraska, you can find one source off a gravel road.
We're just in a little pasture field, just north of Valparaiso by our weather station.
Regan Kirkman is braving a cold, windy day to check on the site. He opens a green gate to approach what looks like a tall metal tripod.
We have two sensors to collect rain, and one of them measures snowfall. We have wind speed and direction, measures the sun. We have temperature and humidity and pressure. And we have some ground sensors.
It does a lot, and it's only one of dozens spread across the state for the Nebraska mesonet. The mesonet stations record data every minute of every day.
I think there's 1,440 minutes in a day, so we've got that many observations.
That's Martha Durr, Nebraska's climatologist. She says all that data goes off to farmers and ranchers to help them decide when to plant or where to graze cattle. Researchers use it to track drought or study patterns in climate change. It also goes to emergency managers, crop insurance adjusters, the National Weather Service. The list goes on. But in Nebraska, it's all happening on much less funding than is needed.
We're kind of run on a skeleton shop right now, just scraping by, I would call it.
The state government and public university has steadily cut funding over time. It came to a head last year when Durr was forced to close down some stations, even as the state battles deep drought. And Nebraska's not alone. Missouri also faces funding challenges, while Kansas grapples with inconsistent grant money for any extra staff. And in Illinois, manager Jenny Atkins says hodgepodge funding has limited her program to just 19 stations, covering the entire state.
The real issue for us is that we're not growing. These 19 stations are great, and they're doing everything they can, but they're only 19 stations.
She says they've missed intense wind and rainstorms. The consequences of fewer stations are also coming to a head in Nebraska. Dennis Sheath manages a natural resource district in north-central Nebraska. His team uses mesonet data to conserve groundwater by setting irrigation limits.
We use that as a tool to show that, you know, you may have over-irrigated, or you may be under-irrigated, or maybe you're just right.
But now they're doing it with a lot less information. Sheath's district lost 4 of its 5 nearby stations. It leaves farmers relying on less accurate data.
It's just kind of disappointing. Numerous state agencies, elected officials say that water is such an important deal, but then we end up that we don't want to fund it.
But one state has put its money where its mouth is. Oklahoma's mesonet reliably gets about half of its funding from the state government. Director Chris Fiebrick says the support means he doesn't have to agonize over things like making payroll.
We can have our staff looking at new technologies. We can have them developing new models, developing new products.
The bandwidth goes toward training emergency managers or predicting where wheat's at in its growing cycle. Those technologies are out of reach in Nebraska, says Martha Durr.
Often I'll get emails from people saying, well, hey, Oklahoma has this. Why don't you all have this? That would be great. That would be awesome.
And she has reason to hope. A new bill in front of Nebraska lawmakers proposes earmarking about $1 million state dollars for the mesonet over the next 2 years. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Elizabeth Rembert.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including WILL.